From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Today, the Trump administration further tightened U.S. travel restrictions to Cuba. This time, the changes are heavy and a potential blow to an important South Florida industry. 2 years ago, President Trump promised his conservative Cuban exile supporters in Miami that he'd get tough again on communist Cuba. His early limits on U.S. travel to Cuba weren't all that severe, but his new ones are. The most unexpected is a ban on U.S. passenger cruise service to Cuba. Most cruise lines that sail to Cuba are based in South Florida, like Carnival, headquartered in Doral. Last year, they carried an estimated 800,000 passengers to the island. Some analysts believe the impact of that new ban might not be too great, since Cuba is usually one of a number of destinations for those cruises. Others argue it's huge. Because of its novelty, Cuba is the major passenger draw for such voyages. Carnival told WLRN it is still studying the details of the ban. Another major change is the elimination of the people-to-people travel license. That was the major way Americans got permission to visit Cuba. Academics, journalists, and other professionals will still be able to make trips to Cuba, and at least for now, U.S. airlines will still be able to take them. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.